But you know what that means? That means
now we're done.
Done with the list.
Yeah.
Oh, so we did it.
All right, you're going to pick your top three. No pressure.
I can't remember. I have that note vote in front. I'm just going to go through this list here and count how many I have votes on.
So all right.
I can probably do a top three. I'm going to vote for Son of Supercar.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for the Hell Yeahs because, God, I love the Hell Yeahs. And number three, there's a lot of, like, as critical as I have been throughout this whole thing, there is a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
I have to admit, there is a lot of good stuff. Let's see, who was the Patakata Army?
Yeah, that was really good too.
Patakata Army. There you go. That's my 1, 2, 3.
Let's see. I think my number one is going to be, I just had it. It was one of the super groups. Hang on. Have you counted all of your votes, Brian? Will I look for this?
I had decided to limit myself to 10 votes. And I'm counting the number of ones that I put the vote note by. And it is 17. 18. There's number 18. I am not going to narrow it down because 19. So, yeah, 19 that I'm going to vote for. And who cares? Who really? I mean, I may as well vote for, you know, 50 because what's the big deal? So yeah, but I'm going to vote for 19 or 20. I think there was that one that I was wondering, why didn't I put one by that? A vote note by that. So, I'll probably vote for 20.
Cool. I got, Brian F. Dr. Spectacular's Power Circus is my number one. And, also the Hell Yeahs. I think I got to put up there in the top three.
Yeah. Well, top three, though, as for the top three, the ones that get my special votes.
Special votes?
Yes. The special, they count for more. As for those, I am not going to distinguish because I don't freaking have to because this isn't Spin Tunes. So I remember how agonizing that was in the past and what a drag it was to try and parse out, you know, which one you're going to put above another. And I am just not going to bother. I'm going to vote for 20 and I made, who knows, by the end of this, I might vote for 30. And goodness gracious, I'm sure that there are going to be some in this list who, well, I'm not sure, but I imagine there are some in this list who are going to come out next week with zero votes and that's going to be too bad. But yeah, it's not.
That's also how it has to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what? There's probably someone out there who's going to vote for every single person just out of the love and just to say thank you for being a part, you know, and this could be kind of, you know what? I'm all for 98 winners. Let's prayer for pancakes.
I might vote for 95, but I'm not going to vote for any of those goddamn AI songs.
that's true.
Fluffy did one of the AI songs. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah. And then she ruthlessly tore it apart. All right.
Okay. All right. So wait, what else should we talk about then? Let's do what we usually do. We can go back to something else if we want to, but for now, let's do what we usually do and say, hey, Niv, do you have anything that you want to shout out? Anything that you have coming up that you want to talk about?
Okay. Yeah. So let's see.
Any plugs?
As you all know that I am a part of Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost. And so please, you know, if you're into quirky lo-fi garage grunge rock with a side of sparkly omni chords, give Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost a try. Our album Superflower Blood Moon came out last year. So that's a good album to check out. And please give it some listens, because we have this weird thing where on Spotify, our number one song on Spotify is a song called Burning Heart. And Burning Heart is on our first album. And it's not my favorite song, but it always comes up as number one. I am current. So I beg of you, please listen to something else. So so that, and I am also part of another group called Terror at Space Camp, which is more so like Nivius doing solo stuff and then grabs like a bunch of his friends every February and puts out an album. And the third of those albums is coming out in a little while. I'm currently in the mixing and processing part of that, but it's coming out very soon. It's going to be called Sentimental Deathbed. And it's all sorts of other weird things for me. So like, if you ever wonder, you know, what it's like when Nivius does a sweet piano ballad or, or, you know, does punk like Idols, or, you know, it's a place where I get to do all sorts of other different things. So that's cool. It's Terror at Space Camp. There's already two albums out of Terror at Space Camp. And you know what? I think it's worth checking out. It's a fun ride, you know.
And we check out those albums where exactly?
You can check those out anywhere, because for the longest time, it was one of those things where I started doing Terror at Space Camp during the pandemic. I did it as like solo albums, and I was just like, I need to do something for myself in the middle of the pandemic. And then I brought a bunch of my friends in, and I put together the first of the Terror at Space Camp, like real full band albums. It's an album called To Be Determined. And it's like, wow, this album came out really nicely. And now three albums in, I'm finally at the point where I'm saying to everyone, hey, you know what? Give it a listen. There's some fun stuff in there. It's like, it's all an experiment, but it's an interesting experiment. And if you think you know what music for me sounds like, you might be surprised.
Yeah, you were inspired by the Idols a little bit, huh?
Oh, I love Idols. They are top five band for me.
Oh, they're so good. It's probably the only thing Johnny Cashpoint and I agree on.
I think you'd be surprised. I think you'd be surprised that Johnny Cashpoint is, for all of his wonderful causticness, Johnny Cashpoint, one of my favorite people in the entire world. I think that you'd probably agree on more stuff than you'd know.
You're probably right. We have to have him on the show. I'm sure that will be fun.
Oh, trust me. Like, I've gone to England and spent some time with him on a couple of occasions, and he's just a wonderful guy.
Oh, like, cool.
He is one of my brothers from another mother, and he's such a great guy.
And sure enough, here we are. Terror at Space Camp on Bandcamp and on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. And on YouTube,
and Spotify, you can listen to it in all sorts of places.
And on Disney Plus, and on
what?
No, maybe not.
I mean, Disney owns everything. And hey, if you want to watch X-Men 97 and then give a listen to Terror at Space Camp, cool. I'm all here for it.
All right.
I remember I got the weirdest email message. Someone had given us $1 on Bandcamp, and I did not split a penny of it with Ryan. what's it like getting money from these streaming platforms?
Getting money from streaming platforms?
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a dime from any of the streaming platforms?
From any of the bigger streaming platforms? No, not really. I mean, Bandcamp will occasionally. And the thing about Terror at Space Camp stuff, when I put out the first two albums, anyone who gave me money for the first two albums, I gave them to charities. The first album, I gave all the money to Trans Lifeline. And the second album, I gave all the money to the National Scleroderma Foundation.
That's cool.
So that's awesome. I make no money off of this stuff. Why?
Well, yeah. Like,
there's no money.
I don't know anybody who does.
Like, I just had this big conversation with Brooks because every once in a while, it's a horrible thing that us musicians do where we start comparing ourselves to other musicians and how they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's hard when, like, we know musicians like we know a musician like there's a guy, Jeffrey Lewis has been kind of successful. And we're friends with this guy, St. Lennox, who, you know, St. Lennox has gotten his music in Time magazine, things like that. And it's just like, oh, and then you look at your own stuff and you're not getting a dime from Spotify because your songs haven't been played over 1,000 times. And you start comparing yourself, and that's the worst thing that you can do because yeah. I recently saw a great cartoon that exemplifies what you really should be feeling, where it's one panel and there's a baker and they're putting down a cake and it's right next to like this big wedding cake. And they're just like, oh man. And then the next panel is someone walking up and going, wow, 2 cakes.
It's funny. I was talking to Mo the other day, and I said to him, you know, Songfight is one of these weird 1.0 websites that has not yet gotten fucked up somehow. And it's just as quirky and wonderful as it's always been. And Mo said, that's because there's not any money involved in any of it. and I feel like once money gets involved, it's kind of like a cancer. Like everything, a lot of things just go to shit once that happens.
True.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not even just money too. It's also clicks and things like that. It's like we kind of pay attention to clicks at some point. Like I occasionally look in and see how often people have looked at our Jerkatorium's music videos and things like that. And I kind of, you know, I've bothered with that a little bit. But when it comes right down to it, you know, we're none of us. Are intending this, none of us meaning present company. I know that there are people who probably even submitted to this fight who consider this a revenue stream, but none of us are doing this for, you know, because we want to make a living out of it. At least that's not the number one sort of an idea about it. So when there are people who just sort of assume that, oh, okay, well, you're doing this because you want to get rich and famous, or because, you know, you want to have this as a revenue stream or something like that. It's sort of like that's not the idea, and it can't be the idea. And if you're getting into it for that, then Songfight isn't the right place for it.
I think artists are cool, and I wish I was one.
Yeah. You definitely are one.
That's the thing. Not only that, you got a dollar. You're a professional artist.
That's right. who swindled money from his partner.
So, yeah. So you got double the bona fides. Yeah.
And so, you brought up those Jerkatorium music videos. Let me say, I love those Jerkatorium music videos. I mean, can I hire y'all to do like a Lucky Witch music video or a Terror at Space Camp music video? Because
that is all Ryan.
Because your videos are so good, and I wish I could do that.
They are excellent.
I love that feedback. Thank you. But the other thing, but I got to let you know that we've had other people kind of come up and say the same thing. But the deal is, it's like, especially the last two videos, I'm very happy with the Silent Advance, which has that one gimmick about, you know, showing paper with the lyrics on it. And then the other one, of course, is In the Future, which was set to the voice of Kreskin or whatever his name is. And all of that, you know, those were done because I had ideas for those gimmicks. And that's it. It wasn't the opposite way around. It wasn't like, oh, I want to do a video for this song. It was more like, I got an idea for a gimmick. Let's do a video for it. So that's the problem, though. It's like I don't come up with these gimmicky, kind of funny ideas all the time. So if we can get a gimmick together and
a gimmick that matches the song, preferably,
yeah. If we can get a a cheap, hacky gimmick together. Then we'll do your song.
Okay.
We'll do a music video. But yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's about it, right? Unless we want to do some final shout outs. Ryan, do you have anything or anyone that you want to shout out?
Oh, yeah. I'll do the usual. I want to thank my husband for his patience and his support. And I want to thank you, of course, Niv, for joining. This was more than we've ever asked from any guest. And I appreciate you so quickly and so, so being so game about all of this. That's completely awesome. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me.
I would love to have you on again just to go over your like top 10 song fight songs of all time. I would love to listen to those.
Yeah, you were doing like reviews of everything for a while, right?
Yeah, there was a time where I was listening to every single song fight, and I mean I've definitely listened to every song fight up to about gosh, maybe 2015, and then like it drops off from there. But I would love to do that again one of these days, because I love doing these really dumb projects, because it's just, it's what kind of flavor of nerd I am. So like I can say that I've listened to every single song that's hit the top 10 on the Billboard chart, every single one. And I could sit there and I can do that. And I just have to figure out the right way to listen to every single song fight song again, which the first time I did it, I was able to put enough songs onto an MP3 player. But now, you know, technology has changed a bit. But who knows? Maybe I can, you know, there's enough zip files out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, and just for the listener, I mean, listening to every song fight song, when you got up to 2015, that was several thousand songs, like on the order of 5,000 or more, maybe 7,000, maybe more than 7,000. Because like when I kind of like was starting to try and get an idea of how many song fight songs there are out there, was a good long time ago, and at that point it was over 10,000. So, and by a good long time ago, I mean years ago. So you listened to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of songs and provided feedback for some of them too, which is amazing.
Well, you know what? I love music. It's just such a big part of life for me. Like, so I'm already going to be listening to music all the time. And you know what? Song Fight's full of such great music. And you get so many hidden gems out there. That's the that's the fun part of it.
Yeah.
It's the
I was going to say, that's why Guided by Voices is my favorite band, because they have so many songs and a lot of them are shit, but there's the occasional gem. So it's like, that's what I like about Song Fight too.
Yeah.
That's, I love doing that kind of stuff. That's why I listen to like every Billboard top 10 hit, like, because there was stuff I knew I would miss, and then suddenly it was just like, oh wow, there was that really weird thing that that song that happened in like 1960 or somewhere in 73 that I never heard before. And it's like, oh wow, like these little gems that you don't know.
Yeah, and the difference between the 40s top hits and the 50s top hits is not that great, but the difference between the 50s and 60s hits are pretty stark.
Are such, so big. It's also, it was fun just to do that in chronological order.
Yeah.
So I started in 1958 because the Billboard Hot 100 starts off in October of 58. So here you are, you know, 58, and you've got Ricky Nelson and people like, you know, you move over a couple of years and you've got the Brenda Lees and the Connie Francises. No shade on them. I'm a huge fan of both of them. But then 64 hits and the British Invasion hits and everything changes so rapidly. Though at the same, but at the same time, it's such a rapid change because you have all these bands coming in, but there's still these Motown bands that have a lock on things. Like, you always hear, like, Beatlemania swept the place, but then if you look at things in this Billboard frame, it's like, yeah, the Beatles did great, and then every other Beatles song gets knocked off the top by a Supreme song.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, wow, like, the Supremes were doing great stuff at the same time, too, and that's interesting. Yeah. So I just love music. Music's so fun, and I love music history, and there's so many great stories to all this stuff. So music brings me such great joy.
You have a way of signaling to the outside world that you're a music nerd?
Do I? Oh, gosh. I think it's because I talk about it so damn much.
You maybe don't need it.
Like I appear on trivia podcasts. And, like, there's a trivia podcast called Trivial Warfare. And I've appeared on a couple of episodes of that. And you can always tell, like, that I'm a music nerd on how I answer when a music question comes, and how there's a sudden switch that hits. You know, there's some random question about, you know, oh, this number one hit that spent 13 weeks at number one, and I'm just like, and you suddenly hear me, you know, turn into this robot that's like, okay, 13 weeks at number one. Well, let's see. Well, Despacito was this many weeks, and then One Sweet Day was this many weeks, and let's see. Well, it's got to be something like maybe it's like, is it Boyz II Men? Okay, yeah, maybe it's Boyz II Men. But, like, which Boyz II Men song? It's probably End of the Road. Like, okay, which album is that from? That's from the soundtrack to Boomerang. Right, it's the Boomerang sound. Yeah, that's yeah. That actually happened once, and yeah.
Wow.
I made a joke during one of the listening parties, and I think you're the only one who got it. And I was really, it was, what was it? Boy on the Wall. Had a song that sounded very, it sounded very distinctive in a specific way. And so I just typed into the chat, it's like, that boy on the wall is Poison. And I think you're the only one who got it. So I was like, yeah. Anyhow.
That's one of the first things I realized about Nivius, is that he kind of got our music a little bit. I mean, we did that song about I wrote a song about, the young bass player from The Replacements, Tommy Stinson. And, Nivius heard it. He figured it out who I was singing about. And I always appreciated that.
You get everybody's music.
I enjoy The Replacements greatly. It's very interesting that Lucky Witch has a drummer who's from Minnesota who had never listened to The Replacements. And it was such a moment when I found that out. Like, there, I'm at his house, we're jamming, talking music, and then suddenly it's just like, you've never listened to The Replacements? Next thing I know, I'm like, we're covering Bastards of Young. Like, there are many things we need to talk about here. It's like, have you seen them on SNL? Have you seen that?
Bastards of Young is a great song.
Oh, it's such a good song. That's such a good song.
I have a Twin Tone Records T-shirt that I bought from Etsy. Apparently, I didn't realize this, but on Etsy you can buy rock T-shirts of every imagination. And when I saw the Twin Tone Records one, I was like, yes, that's the one I want. That's, how do you say you're a Replacements fan without saying you're a Replacements fan?
All right.
Are we done? What do you say? Have we finished up?
Yeah. Let me give a quick thank you to my family, for to Brooks and to Fox and Max, you know, for letting me carve out this little bit of time to do 5 hours worth of podcasting. And thank you to all you wonderful listeners. I hope I wasn't too harsh. I know I can be harsh, but always know that I love Songfight, and I always believe that follow your muse, however it pushes you. You keep doing you.
Yeah. And yeah, thanks to Sam for putting this together. Thanks to Tommy for putting the listening parties together.
Tommy G.
And, you know, continuous thanks to you, Niv, for putting Nurein together and all of these other things and hosting. And thanks to you, Chumpy, for hosting this podcast. And
hey, if the two of you want to judge a Nurein, you know, the door is always open.
We do have a theme song for the podcast saying that we were never, ever going to do this again. It's like it's in the podcast theme song the last time that we judged. And I don't know why we might be able to be coaxed out, but it's going to take snacky cakes or something.
Nurein is the hardest songwriting competition, I think, of all of the amateur competitions that are out there. I would like to do better in Nurein at some point. Like, what, we've never made it past what, the fourth round, Ryan? Something like that.
Something like that.
It's hard.
Yeah,
Nurein is hard.
There's some real hard heavy hitters there. Whereas, like with Spintoons, there can be people who won who are a surprise, like us, for example. But I'm not sure that we could sneak through Nurein. I don't think we could trick people into. You know.
We can make them like us, Ryan. We just have to work harder.
Again, I think there's got to be some. I think we got to trick them into enjoying our music. You know, it's like we can do that for a little while. But at some point, they're going to get wise.
Yeah.
And it happens. Yeah.
All right. I would just like to thank my wife, Sarah, for putting up with my crap and for having me be sequestered here in the studio for hours and hours at a time and ignoring her. So, but luckily, she does not listen to this podcast, so I don't have to hear about the poor quality of my reviews. So thanks for that. And yeah, thanks for everybody for listening.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.